Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Gene Freese. Batting second. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The left fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Drott. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Drott. And now, play ball. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freese fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Freese. Walls moves to second. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into left field. Skinner picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Skinner. Walls scores. Tanner moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Law. Tanner scores. Morin moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is walked intentionally. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kindle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams juggles the ball. That's an error on Adams. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards second. Kindle scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tanner hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 0 for 1 in the game. Freeze hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Freeze trying to get to second. Tanner throws the ball into Kindle who tags Freeze for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Pirates. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clemente moves to second. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Foyles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-1 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Law scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kindle for the out. Two outs. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0-for-1 in the game. Drott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Freeze strikes out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from Neiman and he is safe. Fondi steals second. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grote is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clemente. Morin reaches second base with a double. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mazeroski picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Mazeroski. Morin scores. Long moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Banks hits a pop-up into center field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Long moves to third. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 2 in the game. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0 for 2 in the game. Foyles hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Drott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drott is 0 for 2 in the game. Drott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 3 in the game. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Freeze hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Pirates. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fondi bunts towards the mound. Drott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from Neiman and he is out, Banks applying the tag. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Dave Hillman now pitching. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skinner for the out. Grote moves to second. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Roman Mahias now playing right field. Frank Thomas now playing left field. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tanner hits a fly ball into center field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Foyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Long hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote misplays the ball. That's an error on Grote. Long moves to second. Bobby Morgan pinch runs for Dale Long. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Neiman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 6-4, Cubs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kindle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Pirates 4. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Speak now playing first base. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clemente hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 0-for-3 in the game. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.